Chapter 17, Section 3, On Porter. For those unfamiliar with Porter's five forces, these are rivalry within the industry, threats of new entrants, threats of substitution and the bargaining power of suppliers versus consumers. In this section we're going to examine these five forces through the lens of the peace, war and wonder cycle, CXREF, hashtag Chapter 9 Charting the Future Chapter 9. In the time of wonder, it is a battle to become established. The field is not yet developed and there are no new entrants as there are no established figures to be new entrants against. Everything is new, uncertain and uncharted. It is the Wild West, air be dragons and the home of split infinitives. The consumers hold the power and it is they who decide whether this industry will succeed or not despite their initial inability to know whether they need it. In the time of peace, there is a constant tug of war between supplier and consumer power over the products produced. The developing giants are normally well protected from new entrants in a game of relative competition. The exception is the occasional threat of substitution. It is this substitution by a different product which tends to be the dominant factor. In the time of war, new entrants providing a more industrialized form of the act threaten the existing giants that are stuck behind inertia barriers. It becomes a fight for survival for these giants and they are often poorly equipped. It is not a case of a product becoming substituted by another product but instead an entire industry being changed to more industrialized forms. It is often assumed that the shift towards utility provision means centralization but this is not the case. Whilst the interaction of all consumers, demand competition, and all suppliers, supply competition, drives the process of evolution, the question of whether a specific activity or data set centralizes or decentralizes depends upon the actions of individual actors, suppliers and consumers, in this market. For example, it would have been relatively trivial for the hardware manufacturers to create Amazon clones and a price war in the IaaS space around 2008 to 2010 in order to fragment the market by increasing demand beyond the capability of Amazon to supply due to the constraint of building data centers. I had these exact conversations with Dell, IBM and HP throughout 2008 and 2009. I even told them their own inertia would fight against this necessary change and they would deny the existence of the punctuated equilibrium until it was too late. The fact they didn't act and lost their own industry is entirely the fault of their own executives and also one of the major factors why have seen centralization in the IaaS space. Centralization depends upon the actions of specific actors, in this case the inaction of hardware suppliers and hosting companies. In the future, this may in fact yo-yo from centralized to decentralized or find a balance between the two, as with electricity provision and self-generation. Such a change in the means of production is however unlikely to change the interfaces themselves, i.e. a shift from central to self-generation does not mean a change in voltage or frequency for domestic power provision. The future interfaces of computing have already been defined. The point to remember with Porter's forces is the balance between these forces tends to change as any component evolves. It also isn't static within a stage of evolution, for example the yo-yo between centralization and decentralization with the corresponding yo-yo between supplier and consumer bargaining power. However, as a general guide, I've provided in figure 222 the most dominant forces you're likely to encounter. See figure 222, Porter's forces and evolution. For more details.